Ladies and gentlemen, the editor of the Elyria Weekly Gazette, Mr. Will Rogers, Jr.
Thank you. You know, I figure that the reason a lot of people don't make a success out of life is not because they don't know enough. It's because they know too doggone much that just isn't so.
Rogers of the Gazette, offering you again transcribed another heartwarming story of a country newspaper and its friendly editor, and starring Will Rogers, Jr.
I'm Doc Clemens, a friend of Will's. Well, now that Christmas is over, folks here in Elyria are easing back to normal living again. Of course, it's going to take a couple more weeks before the full hysteria of the holiday season is completely worn off. With my friend Will now, it may take even longer. You see, Will always gets sort of carried away around this time of year, what with the decorations and the carols and all. But this year, well, I guess the whole thing started a few days before Christmas with a speech Will was making to the journalism class at the high school. And so, you see, a newspaper does more than just print the news that's turned into it. It has to go out and dig for stories and develop them. That's why things like freedom of speech and responsibility to truth come to mean something to us. And we learn to fight for those principles. And in a way, that's what journalism is, a fight. But it's a good fight and a good profession, and we love it. In a way, being a newspaper man is kind of like being a good detective. You got to have a nose for news. That's what it means to be a newspaper man, to me at least. And maybe that's what it'll mean to some of you, too, someday. It's like the time's up. Thanks for listening. I enjoyed talking to you.
Women, too, Mr. Rogers.
Huh?
She said women, too.
Yes, of course.
Newspaper women. You only mentioned men.
You left
well,
that
I
out.
Didn't mean to, girls. It was only a... Say, aren't you two...
Yep, twins.
I'm Jeannie.
I'm Joni.
Eager, Mr. Rogers.
That's our last name, of course.
Not a description.
The Eager twins, huh? Well, now I don't believe that I ever...
Know us? You don't?
We're new in town.
We live with Aunt Martha.
You know Mrs. Coberly?
Oh, yeah, sure. I heard she had a couple of young nieces staying with her this fall.
Sure, that's us.
About that speech, Mr. Rogers, that was solid.
Well,
it was
no,
the
I didn't
most.
Mean...
It really was.
Well,
it decided us, you know. It really decided us. We're going to start right in.
Start right in what?
Being newspaper women, of course.
Bringing in stories for the paper.
Scoops and scandals, sensations,
well,
domestic
squabbles. Well, now, wait,
exposing
wait.
Corruption in high places.
Getting the lowdown on the local ground.
Yeah, but now look.
And letting the chips fall where they may.
A
yeah.
good fight. That's what a paper needs.
Like you
what?
Said, Mr. Rogers, we're going to fight.
Yes,
we're
going to
bust this town wide open for you, Mr. Rogers.
We'll rock the foundations of City Hall.
Sure. Right after school, we're going to start interviewing, snooping around.
We'll bring you copy that'll curl your hair. We know things about this town.
Now, wait a minute, girls.
Hey, we're late.
Come on, Jane, let's get going.
Hey, wait.
Oh, don't worry, Mr. Rogers.
We'll double your circulation.
30 for now.
Now what the dickens have I got myself into?
Oh, morning, Will.
Hiya, Maggie.
Better brace yourself. I've got bad news for you.
Save it, Maggie. I've already got enough trouble. Double trouble. Remember those twins I told you about?
Were they cornered you after the lecture the other day?
Yeah, the Eager girls.
Eager beavers, you mean.
Maggie, listen. Those kids have descended on this town like a plague of locusts. They managed to work their way into every nook and corner from the mayor's office to the back room of Hogan's Grill. And you know what they're doing? Telling everybody they're reporters from the Gazette.
With notebooks in hand, no doubt.
Yeah, ready to write it all down. You know what they asked Mayor Barkley? How much graft he made on that West Side paving contract. He's ready to run me out of town.
I wonder how much he did make, Will.
Maggie, this is serious. Four people stopped me in the street this morning, madder than wet hens, because those girls had been prying into their private affairs.
Well, it might liven up the paper a little.
Liven it up? This keeps on. It's going to put us out of business by popular request.
Maybe we won't last that long, Will.
Huh?
That's what the bad news was. Ezra Bleeker called this morning to remind you that payment for next year's lease on the building falls due on January 1st. precisely.
Did he sound like he'd go for an extension?
He did not. You know how he is, Will. Business is business.
Yeah, I know. The original Scrooge. Pay up or out in the snow. Maggie, I haven't got it. Every cent of cash I had went into that new linotype. I meant to see Bleeker next week, see if he'd go along with us for a few months.
I don't think he'll do it, Will.
He's got to do it. Doggone it, Maggie.
Will, what the Sam Hill are you trying to pull off?
You too, Doc?
If you're going to put half-baked kids on as newspaper reporters, you at least ought to teach them to stay out of people's hair.
They're out to expose corruption, Doc. Rock the foundations of the city hall.
Well, I wish they'd find someplace besides my office to rock it in. Waiting for me there again this morning, pencils all sharpened, ready to get the vital statistics, as they put it.
Do you have any for them?
Vital statistics, especially gunshot wounds, one of them said. Call or collect any hour of the day or night if I got a case with gunshot wounds. Collect. 10 blocks across town.
Will, what kind of a talk did you make to that class?
I'm beginning to wonder myself.
I just happened to mention that Grandpa Smedley was down with a bad cold this morning, and they asked me if I thought it would be worth their while to wait around.
Wait around for what?
To get a scoop on his obituary. There are a couple of ghouls, Will. I don't know why you hired them.
I didn't hire them. Might be better if I had. Then I could fire them. But as it is...
Well, all I hope is they give old man Bleeker as much trouble as they gave me.
Bleeker?
Yeah, seems they had a hot lead on some kind of a story involving Bleeker's housekeeper.
Oh, no.
They headed over to the department store to try and pin the old man down, and then they... What's the matter, Will?
You know, Doc, I suppose a newspaper could be published out in the open, under a tree.
Why, of course, man.
Pardon me, ma'am. Excuse me, madam. Please. Oh, sorry. Now, where the dickens are they?
Mr. Rogers?
Oh. Oh, how are you, Mr. Bleeker?
Like a word with you, Mr. Rogers?
Well, sure, fine.
If you'll step into my office.
Thank you. I was looking for a couple of high school girls, the Eager twins. Thought they might be here.
They're not here, Mr. Rogers. However, they were here.
Oh, I see. Nice kids, you know. Bright and alert.
Possibly too bright and alert. I've never been more insulted in my life, Mr. Rogers. Why, those little monsters literally forced their way in here. If you have to go to such lengths to get items for your paper, maybe you'd better go into some other business.
I didn't have anything to do with it, Mr. Bleeker.
They said they were reporters for the Gazette, had notebooks with them, wrote down everything I said, and if you print one word of it, I'll have the law upon you.
I won't print it. I don't even know anything about it. It's all their idea. They're not working for me.
They said they were, wanted to get the lowdown, as they put it. Kept asking about my new housekeeper. And didn't I think she was acting strange? Did I suppose she was planning to poison me? Did I feel a romantic attachment for her? It's invasion of privacy, Mr. Rogers, and it's got to be stopped.
It will be, just as soon as I can find her.
Excuse me. Bleeker speaking? Oh, yes, just a moment. It's for you, Mr. Rogers.
Oh, thanks. Hello?
Will?
Yeah, what is it, Maggie?
It's your 2-star reporters, Will. They're over here at the office.
The twins? Good. Don't let them get away.
I couldn't if I wanted to. They claim they've got a story. A hot scoop, they call it. And they won't tell it to anyone but you. They refer to you as the chief, Will.
Oh, for the love.
That must have been quite a speech you made.
Maggie, you keep those kids there if you have to lock them in the press room. I'll be right over. Goodbye. I gotta run, Mr. Bleeker. Now, don't you worry any more about those kids. I'll see they don't bother you again.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. Oh, by the way, Mr. Rogers, about that payment for the renewal of your lease?
I wanted to talk to you about it later in the week. Maybe an extension of 3 months
extension?
Or so, and I...
I didn't say anything about an extension. I said payment. It's due January 1st. Anytime before 12 o'clock midnight. Sharp. Good day, Mr. Rogers.
But how are you ever going to get any red-hot news if you don't goad people, Mr. Rogers?
Sure. They won't tell you their innermost secrets if you don't prod them a little.
All right. Then we'll do without their red-hot innermost secrets.
Now, what kind of talk's that for a fighting editor?
Market news, weather reports. We're trying to get you the real stuff, Mr. Rogers.
I know,
come on,
but...
fighting editor. Stand up and show them your left hook.
Now, Maggie, you stay out of this. Now, look, kids. There's a whole lot more to newspaper work than just digging up gossip.
Oh, we know that.
Sure, we'll get proof.
It isn't a matter of proof. People have a right to privacy, and prying into their lives looking for scandal violates that right. That's not the kind of news I print or want to print.
But it's not just scandal, Mr. Rogers.
No, it's more than that.
We've got a red-hot lead.
We're on the trail of something, Mr. Rogers.
Sure we are.
All right, then. Tell me what it's all about.
It's that new housekeeper of Mr. Bleeker's.
Mrs. Drake, her name is.
She comes from out of town.
He only hired her last week.
She's
now, wait a minute. One at a time. Listening to both of you is like trying to watch a tennis match. I can't keep up with the ball. All right, now. Janie.
Well, we've been noticing her, and she acts real mysterious.
What do you mean, mysterious?
Well, it's like she was up to something, and she's afraid someone's going to catch on to her. She peers out of the windows, and she acts real suspicious when you ring the doorbell.
You rang the doorbell?
Oh, it's all right. We pretended our car had broken down, and we wanted to use the phone. She didn't want to let us, but she finally did.
She didn't suspect a thing, and she didn't even know it when we followed her.
Followed her? Now, look, girl.
But that's how we found out that she's up to something.
That's right. She went to Mr. Bleeker's store and met Santa Claus. Well, don't you see?
See what?
How suspicious it is.
Meeting Santa Claus?
Of course. A woman her age. He's there to talk to kids.
And that's not all. She made a sign to him, kind of with her eyes, and then he met her out in the alley in back of the store.
They talked for about 5 minutes, real serious, and he gave her some money.
How do you explain that, Mr. Rogers?
I don't explain it, and I don't see why it needs any explaining. Is that the whole story, then?
Well, sure. So far.
Don't you see, Mr. Rogers? She's plotting something.
Maybe a crime.
Yeah, well, Santa Claus is her accomplice. That would be quite a story.
You know, it does sound a little strange, though, Will.
Maggie, this is no time for aiding and abetting. Now, girls, I know you meant well, but you're getting people all riled up.
We're sorry, Mr. Rogers.
I know you are, but you just don't understand.
They do it like that in the big cities.
Sure. All kinds of personal questions.
We've seen it in the movies.
But Elyria isn't a big city. And these people aren't strangers. They're friends and neighbors. You just can't go around peering under their blinds, hiding in alleys, story or no story. So I
We're fired. That's what you're going to say.
Our first job and we failed.
No, it's not that.
The biggest news story of the year.
And where are we? Out in the cold.
Failures.
Now... But, girl...
We can't even hold a job when we work for nothing.
How are we ever going to face the kids at school, Joan?
Now, wait a minute.
We did our best. That's all anybody can do.
We're still failures, though. We'll never live it down.
All right, confound it. I give up. I take it all back.
You mean we're hired again?
Well, if you could call it that.
Hey, did you hear what he said, Joni?
Sure, we're back in harness. Come on, let's go to work.
We'll interview Santa Claus.
Now, wait. Don't you ask anybody any more questions. Don't tell them you're reporters. Tell them you never heard of the Gazette.
Yes, sir.
Check.
And throw away those notebooks. Go undercover. Stay out of people's hair.
Right, Chief. We'll get the straight dope for you.
Just leave it to us, Mr. Rogers.
And hold those presses.
So long, Chief. Standing by, Chief. Any orders?
Maggie, come here and help me get my foot out of my big mouth.
Again?
Let's see now. If I move my rook up there, it's going to leave my queen in kind of a bad spot.
It's the only move you can make, Doc. Go ahead and get it over with.
Now, don't rush me, Will. I got to study this position a little. Well,
study it fast. 10 minutes to midnight.
Doggone it, I guess that is the only move I've got. All right, Will, move in with that bishop. That's what you've been trying to do for 20 minutes.
Maybe.
Will... By the way, I understand you're going to be kind of on the spot for that lease payment the 1st of January.
Guess I'm going to have to get Maggie a muzzle.
Oh, no, she just happened to let it slip. What I was thinking, Will, I've got about $300 in the bank, if it'll help you any. I wish it was more, but...
No, thanks, Doc. I appreciate it, but it'll work out somehow.
How?
Well, there you got me. But something will turn up, though. Who's Sam Hill's calling this time of night? Roger speaking. Oh, yes, Mrs. Coberly. What? No, not since this afternoon. I see. Well, now look, don't you worry about it. I'll take a look around town and call you a little later. Goodbye.
What's the matter, Will?
It's those two high school girls, the Eager twins. They didn't come home tonight.
You are listening to Rogers of the Gazette, starring Mr. Will Rogers, Jr. We'll return to our story in just a moment. But first, 26 top American welfare organizations concerned with foreign aid have made CARE possible. When you give to the needy overseas, give the nonprofit CARE way. Each CARE package goes from an individual American to an individual in Europe or Asia as a person-to-person expression of international goodwill. To use these services, send $10 or $6.95 for the new budget package to CARE New York. That's CARE New York. Enclose your name and address and full particulars about who is to receive the CARE package. And now we continue with the second act of Rogers of the Gazette.
There it was. Just a few days until Christmas, and Will and I had a full-scale crisis on our hands. I can tell you we were both feeling mighty unhappy that night as we walked along Main Street.
Beats me, Doc. The malt shop is closed. They weren't at the hamburger joint. Nothing else in town's open. I don't know where they could be.
Yeah, it's a puzzler, Will. A couple of kids that age, no car. Where could they get to?
Or be taken to.
Yeah, I've been thinking of that.
The way they were poking around into things, it's hard to tell what they might have stirred up.
They're a couple of pretty kids, Will. It's hard to tell.
I wish we could find the night constable. If anything's happened to them, I just don't know. Say, let's take a look down this alley back of Bleeker's store.
Mm-hmm.
They were snooping around here early this afternoon.
What is it? 1 o'clock?
12:30, I think. Doc, I'm half to blame for this. I should have stopped this reporter business this afternoon and laid down the law to...
Oh, forget it, Will. You didn't know anything like this was going to happen. If anything has happened, of course.
Something has. Mrs. Coberly said they'd never stayed away before without letting her know. Never this late. I should have talked to them like a doc...
What's the matter, Will?
Look. Back door of Bleeker's department store, standing open.
You suppose that's where they are?
I don't know, but let's take a look.
No lights burning, Will. If anybody's inside, they're fooling around in the dark.
Couldn't be those girls, Doc. They wouldn't be doing anything here this time.
All right. Hold it, boys.
Holy smoke.
Right where you are.
No.
Get your hands up now.
Take it easy, Ed, now. If you was to shoot us, this town would be out a first-rate editor and a fairly good doctor.
Will, is that you?
I don't know. I'm shaking too hard to be sure.
Is this the way you uphold the law, Ed? Lurking around in the shadows and jumping out at respectable citizens?
Well, no. Not ordinarily, Doc. But I got a crime on my hands tonight. Somebody's gone and robbed Bleeker's store.
What?
Yep. Found the door standing wide open there. Inside job, the way I figure. Door ain't been tampered with.
Wonder if those kids really were onto something.
Oh, now, Will, you surely don't think they did this.
No, but they might.
What kids is that?
The Eager twins. Say, have you seen them tonight?
No, nary a sign of them. Will, if they're the ones that done this, they'll all have to take its course.
No, they didn't do it, Ed. But they may know something about it.
Well, accessory before the fact is just about as bad
no,
as...
No, it's nothing like that. Say, I wonder if they...
You wonder if they what?
Nothing, Ed. Going to check up on something. See you later, Doc.
All right, Will.
Yeah, but what about the robbery? Don't you want to get the story?
Later, Ed. Complete with pictures.
Pictures, huh? Maybe I better dig up that one where I'm out with a posse. Pointing my rifle, wearing my six gun.
Yeah, great idea, Ed. And I'll see if I can find one where I'm holding a scalpel and wearing my stethoscope.
Maybe we'll both make the front page.
Lights on in the house. Bleeker must still be up anyway. Well, I won't have to wake him. What the dickens? Well, this belongs to one of those girls. She was wearing this scarf this afternoon. Well.
Yes?
Good evening. You're Mrs. Drake, I suppose.
Yes, that's right.
My name's Rogers. I'd like to see Mr. Bleeker.
He can't. He's gone to bed.
Well, this is pretty important. I guess you'll have to wake him.
No, I'm sorry. He isn't even here.
But you said he'd gone to bed.
I know. I just said that. He told me to. He went out somewhere quite a while ago.
You're from out of town, aren't you, Mrs. Drake?
Yes, I'm from back east. Why?
Because everybody in Elyria knows that Mr. Bleeker has never stepped a foot outside the house after 9 o'clock in the evening for the last 25 years. Guess I'll come in and wait for him.
No, no, you can't.
Oh, yes, I can. Now, he probably won't be gone very long. I'll just wait in the parlor. You can go on about your business.
No, you can't go in there. You can't stay.
Oh, you're getting all upset, Mrs. Drake. I've known Mr. Bleeker for years. I know he won't mind if I thought you said he'd gone out.
He told me to. He's just asleep. He often sleeps in that chair.
He's not just asleep. Mr. Bleeker. Mr. Bleeker! What have you done to him?
Nothing. I told you.
Get out, Mr. Rogers! Get out!
That was one of the twins. I don't know what's going on here, but I'm sure going to find out. If you've done anything to those kids...
All right, now hold it, hold it. That's far enough. Don't do nothing foolish, Mr. Rogers.
Well, that's quite an outfit. I guess you're Santa Claus in Bleeker's store, is that it?
Well, I was till tonight. I've been too busy to change clothes. All right, you kids, come on in here where I can keep an eye on you. Evie, you got all those blinds pulled?
Yes, they're all down.
I tried to warn you, Mr. Rogers.
He caught us the same way.
And we were outside spying on Mrs. Drake.
She's his wife, and he's a criminal from the city.
That gun is loaded. He showed us.
Are you girls all right?
Oh, sure, we're all right. Just scared is all.
All right, now, all move over there across the room there. All three of you. Decide what to do with you. You only would have... What are you doing, Rogers?
Just putting my hat on the table. Any harm in that?
Well, all right, you've done it now. Well, go on, move.
Sure.
He robbed Bleeker's department store, Mr. Rogers.
He hid inside at closing time and then waited till the town got quiet.
And his wife poisoned Mr. Bleeker so they could clean out the house here.
He isn't poisoned. It's only sleeping pills.
Just another half an hour, we'd have had the job done. Old kids hadn't come snooping around.
Did we have a story or not, Mr. Rogers?
Yes, you had a story. I'm just sorry I was too thick-headed to realize it.
Oh, forget it, Mr. Rogers. We all make mistakes.
Thanks, Joni.
Gosh, what are we going to do?
I guess that's up to Santa Claus here.
Well, never mind the Santa Claus. Just don't move away from that wall. Here, Eva, you hold the gun on them while I finish loading the car with that stuff from the wall safe.
All right. Hurry, we ought to get out of here.
Oh, relax. This is just a hick town. There's nothing to worry about.
When you say get out of here, what happens to us?
Never mind, Rogers. You'll find out.
I'm scared, Mr. Rogers. What do you think he'll do to us?
Nothing. If he knows what's good for him.
He'll know what to do with you, all right, when he gets back.
And we're witnesses. I've read what they always do to witnesses.
That's a city crime, Joni. This is Elyria. Like Drake said, it's a hick town. Don't worry about it.
We acted pretty stupid, I guess.
We're sorry we got you into this.
Forget it. It's going to be the best story the Gazette's had in months.
If we live to write it.
We will.
All right. I'll take the gun now, Eva.
Yeah, here.
Yeah. Well, we're all set. Ready to go.
Go where, Drake? How do you expect to hide out in a town of this size?
I don't. We'll be 200 miles from here before anybody even discovers this.
Maybe.
Oh, meaning you and these kids will tip the police? No, I don't think you will.
Oh, I told you, Mr. Rogers. He's going to make sure we won't talk.
What are you planning to do, Drake?
I found a coal room in the basement. It's concrete and got a heavy door on it. You could yell your heads off. Nobody will ever hear you.
Yeah? All right. Let's all go down and take a look at it.
Well, I'd sort of like to oblige you, but I guess we'll just skip it.
Hmm? I said to start moving
forward. I know what you said, but I think you ought to take a look behind you.
Oh, what are you trying?
I reckon you better drop that gun, mister.
Better do it, Drake. Ed's a pretty fair shot.
I got the Slocum boys along, too. They're covering you from that back window over there. I said drop it, mister. All right, lady, you move over there with him.
You like that, a hick cop. Caught by a dim-witted hick cop.
Everything under control, Will?
Yeah, but I was beginning to wonder what was keeping you.
Well, we stopped for coffee, Will.
Now, don't say that, Doc. Even joking, that's how stories get started and ruin a man's reputation. Now, Will wants the facts so he can put them in the paper.
All right, Ed, you give them to him. I'll see if I can get Mr. Bleeker waked up.
I rounded up the Slocum boys and we come right over, Will, just as soon as Myra called me.
Oh, say, that reminds me. I better let Myra know everything's all right.
Who's Myra? And who tipped off this constable?
Hello, Myra. Nice going. Yeah, Ed got here all right. I guess he and the Slocums are going to take him to jail. Say, you did a... Okay. Read all about it tomorrow morning in the Gazette. Gee, thanks, Myra. Goodbye. Myra's the night telephone operator, Drake. Like you said, Elyria's a hick town. We don't have dial phones. When I laid my hat on the table here, I pushed it up against the telephone so it lifted the receiver off the hook. Myra did the rest.
Oh.
Maybe you ought to stay in the city when you finally get out of jail.
Are you sure Mr. Bleeker won't change his mind, Will?
About what, Maggie?
The extension on the lease payment. Sure, last night he was real grateful and all that, but last night's last night.
Yeah, I thought of that. Here, stick this in the safe. Before Doc and I left, I got him to sign an extension.
Pretty cagey.
Pretty desperate's more like it.
Oh, we'd have raised the money somehow.
I guess so.
What about the twins, Will?
Safe in the arms of Aunt Martha and glad to be there. I guess we've lost a couple of good reporters, thank heaven.
Yes. Could get a little wearing to have them stumbling into something like that every week.
I still feel guilty about it, Maggie. It was that fool speech of mine that set them off in the first place.
Oh, that reminds me. Mrs. Brubaker called this morning and wondered if you'd make a talk at the next meeting.
No, absolutely not. I'm not making any more speeches, Maggie. Every time I do, I get into trouble over it.
All right, well.
Tell her no. Positively not.
All right, Will.
I made my last speech. That's final.
All right, Will.
Maggie?
Yes?
The next meeting of what?
You have just heard Rogers of the Gazette, starring Mr. Will Rogers, Jr., with Parley Bear as Doc Clemens and Georgia Ellis as Maggie Button. Our story was written by Les Crutchfield and produced and transcribed by Norman MacDonald. Featured in the cast were Virginia Gregg, Vic Perrin, Howard McNear, and Lawrence Dobkin. The Eager Twins were Karen Steele and Eleanor Tannen. The special music for Rogers of the Gazette was composed by Renee Garagank and conducted by Wilbur Hatch. Tomorrow night, Marlena Dietrich, as Diane Lavolta, tells us her dangerous adventure on an island off Greece when she flies into earthquake country. CBS Radio stars lovely Marlena Dietrich on Time for Love tomorrow and every Thursday night on most of these same stations. Roy Rowan speaking. Friday evenings go backstage for Stage Struck on the CBS Radio Network.